Good morning, and welcome to the Daily Inspiration. I'm Ray McArdle. I just wanted to continue today on what I what we started yesterday on knowing who we are in Christ, knowing of what spirit we are. Yesterday we kind of talked about how even when we don't, you know, not or going walking by faith and not by feelings, knowing that we're children of God, even when we don't feel like it, just because there's not that spiritual high there. That spiritual high feeling has nothing to do with our walk. Can't go by our feeling. So today I kind of want to talk about the the fruit of that and walking in fruit. If we are Christ, or if we are of Christ, we should live of Christ. Without any fruit, we're not having no fruit or rotten fruit. I mean, you always have some type of fruit. And having the wrong types of fruit on a day-to-day basis, you know, if it's grown on us, and that's who we are all the time, that, you know, our fruit on a day-to-day basis shows of what kingdom we are of. And sometimes you're not always going to feel like loving on somebody. Maybe someone makes you upset. Maybe someone disagrees with you and you kind of let it get the best of you. Oh, that's got to be crucified. That has to be crucified. You can't let it cause you to sin. When we love somebody, we have to walk in love. And we're called to love the Lord thy God with all our heart, mind, and strength, and called to love our neighbor as ourselves. And that's not only when it's convenient. That's not only when it's, you know, when they go out of their way for you. You know, that's at all times. That's, you know, and love conquers all. And the Bible says it covers over a multitude of sins. But it's very easy when we're going by our feelings to kind of override that and kind of sweep some love under the rug because this person did this, this, and that to me. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, we're not going to be upset sometimes with somebody, but we can't let our anger cause us to sin. Love is firm. You know, when we're disciplining our children, you know, that should be out of love, because love is firm. Love isn't tolerant as far as iniquity goes. So, I just had to pull it up here. I thought I had it, and I don't. So 1 Corinthians 13:4-7 says, love is patient, love is kind, does not envy, does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. That's the New International Version. New King James says pretty much the same thing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. It is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. You know, what stands out to me in that scripture is not easily provoked. Thinketh no, you know, and I think about that. Is not easily provoked. But how often are we easily provoked? And we're not in the Bible, and the Bible says that in a few places, that we're not to be easily annoyed or easily provoked or long-suffering. We're called to be overcomers. We're called to be overcomers. And that's in all things. That's in all things, in all situations. You know, the thing with anger is that, yeah, the thing with being upset, you know, you could be angry. But it can't cause you, we're not supposed to let it cause us to sin. It's very easy when we let that anger just kind of linger. Let it linger around too much, it might let it cause you to sin if you keep dwelling on it. And that's why I think it's important with anger to, that's why I think when we are in the midst of an offense, and that offense could be, that offense could be one-sided. Maybe the enemy is just attacking us. Even if someone doesn't know that they offended us, it's important to at least forgive that person in your heart. If it wasn't a two-sided thing, and you're the only one aware, you don't necessarily have to go to that person and ask them for forgiveness, but we have to be quick to forgive. Otherwise, lest that anger or unresolved offense causes us to be bitter. And bitterness rotteth the bones, the Bible says. So it's very important to be quick to forgive. And it's not always easy, but how quick is the Lord to forgive us when we offend Him? I think it's very important to remember that we have to walk in love. And we have to walk in the fruit of the Spirit. We have to. Especially, you know, as the end of the age is near, the beginning of sorrows is here, you know. I mean, in knowing that love conquers all, with everything that's going on around us, we should let that just encapsulate everything in every box. Because love is powerful. Love is powerful. when, you know, love's up against evil and hate, love always wins. Love always wins. And the scripture tells us that. So that would be my encouragement for today. That would be my daily inspiration, that we walk in love as Jesus walked, because that's radical. We're called to radical Christianity. When we read the gospel, you read Acts, study Acts, it's crystal clear that what is preached is radical Christianity. And loving on somebody who doesn't love you or who isn't loving on you, that's radical. To walk by faith in that and not emotion, that is radical. And the Lord blesses that. The Lord blesses that. And it plants a huge seed. It plants a seed like you wouldn't believe. So let us go about the day and go about the coming days and coming years not seeking ourselves, not being self-seeking, not walking by emotion and walking by our feelings, but walking by faith and faith in Christ and living as He walked. I hope you all have a beautiful day, and may you all have a blessed day in Jesus' name.